Turn our Bibles, if we would, to James 2:17. Very familiar verse, actually. We have just declared faith in our God, and we have moved into a season, a new dimension in this time, to be able to walk in and say and declare and decree and move in the faith of God. And I had a message, I don't remember the date of that, you can look it up on the website. But having the faith of God takes us into a place of deeper maturity. And I believe that we are in this season where the Lord is saying, I'm looking for those who are willing to let me mature them. I'm looking for those who are willing to let me take the Pampers off. I'm looking for those who are willing to really understand my nature, walk in my nature, become me, become like me. Not become me, but become like me. When we have a strong word from the Lord in the very first chapter of the Bible telling us that he, the Bible says we, but it means the Trinity, Father, Son, and Holy Spirit, but we created man in our image. Let's do that. Let's do that. What do you say? Let's do that. It wasn't a whim. It wasn't just a wimpy little, hey, what? Sounds like a fun thing. It was a predetermined plan that God had. He said, I am going to create you in my image. And that it was just as intentional as let there be light. Yes, Lord. And when the Lord spoke, let there be light, there was an action that followed that. Okay, this is not news to us, but I do believe we need to remind ourselves to be able to step into these places. If somebody has a picture of someone with darts or arrows in their back, because we can see in the spirit and see things, and that person is oblivious, unaware, and doesn't understand why, how that got there, even that it's there, that's a problem. Because the Lord is saying we are in a season where we need to watch each other's back and then do something about it. Because if we have the faith in God and of God, we will have eyes to see the hurting, the lost, the needy. We will have eyes to see that those who need a word in season, need a declaration, a decree, any type of communion from us to them via the Lord, of course. If we can see that, then that's our responsibility. That's our mandate. That's Luke 4:18 and 19. Frontline was founded on Luke 4:18 and 19, 15 years ago, and it hasn't changed because we are anointed. Now, if we take that anointing for granted, we are foolish. The Lord says, don't take that anointing for granted. I have made you in my image. Therefore, step in, step in, step in. And when you step in, you will step up. When you step in, you automatically step up. That's the way of the kingdom. God says, this is the day. This is the day to make great changes again because I have shown up. And as you're partnering with me, you will mature. You will understand my word. You will seek after me in the secret places. You will read my word. You will love my word. You will declare, decree, become that. You will become the message because I designed you that way. That's what it means to be made in the image of God. You will become like me. And I was intentional and I have faith. I am faith. Therefore, you need to understand faith. Who wants to understand faith? I don't just want to read a book and go, yeah, that's right, that's what faith is. I want to become faith. I want to walk in faith, have the faith of God, not just nod my head, but have that become a reality in my life. Now, if my God is going to accelerate me, speak it over yourself, then it's like, hey, the train's going, count me in. It's acceleration time, baby, for all of us. That's what the Lord is speaking through his prophetic voices, through his apostles and prophets all over the world. It's in his word, but the Lord just pulls back another moment in the veil of time and says, you catching it now? I'm speeding things up because I'm coming back. I'm increasing. If you don't know what a reformer is or does, think about that. If you don't understand transformation, what a person would be like if they were transforming things, or that they were experiencing transformation in their life, think about that. The Lord is saying, I have given you the hook, if you will, the hook of love to take you into that place where it's over, no more nonsense for me. I am so serious, I'm so intentional that love is bursting out of me. Anybody who's around me can't help but become electrified because I am so electrified by the Holy Spirit. I am in love and nothing's going to change that. I'm not going to ride the wave of, whew, no more. I don't want to do that. And if I'm doing that, then there's a place that there needs to be a change. And I'm willing to seek that. I'm willing to walk in the fire that's been released. I'm not just saying, oh, give me your fire, give me your fire. I am fire, and I am a fireball, and I'm not going to have anything less than that. Now, we can have messages about the Father's heart and the Father's love, and may it never cease. Wherever we go, that should be the message, because our Father, who art in heaven, hallowed be thy name, said, thy kingdom come, thy will be done on earth as it is in heaven. That's what you said. That means you'll back it up. You said it, you'll do it. Let there be light, there was light. Bam, just like that. That's God. Now, I like that one step. That is God. Who wants to venture towards the one step? We've seen the one step. We've seen the creative miracles. We've seen people delivered. We've seen various things. And the Lord says, do you believe it really? Maybe in part. If I said it and I did it, it is good. My word said it's good. I say it's good. Therefore, it's good. Now guard it. Guard it. Guard what you've seen. Guard what you've heard. Guard what I've done. Steward what has been released. Be a steward. Today is the day where we're going to leave saying, I am a steward. I am a steward of great and mighty things of our great and mighty God. And I will steward in that which you have released from the heavenly throne. I will. I will, I will, I will, because I can, I can, I can. And that's my responsibility. That's our God. And that fire never will leave, never will peter out. It won't be, oh, you know, something happened, so I lost my fire. What is that? The Lord says, if I lit you on fire, go back and see why it's not burning. Do something. Because that's what faith is. Faith says... Faith is backed up. True faith is backed up by works. But sometimes we get a little nervous about that word. It works. I'm not going to work. I'm just going to love. I mean, you know, work. I mean, that's striving. And God says, no, that's not striving. That's faith. Faith says faith of God will be there to do the impossible. So when we go into the scriptures, which we will go into the very familiar passage for many of us in James chapter 2, verse 17. Even if faith, if it has no works, it is dead, being by itself. Now, faith without works is dead. Now, I think we learned that in Christianity 101. And you may have heard that. Maybe you haven't heard that, and that's okay. Today you hear it. And if you hear it, do something with it. I will be a woman, a man of faith from what you say faith is, not somebody else who's speaking on faith and I'm going, okay, I really need to get it. If I memorize this, I'm going to get it. And if I speak it out, I'm going to get it. That is true, but if it's not in the heart, it doesn't work. But if it's in the heart, it works. Why? Because God's word never passes away. Never. Never. He just said never. We read it. We declared it. So we believe it because he said never. Therefore, faith without works is dead. Therefore, if we say, oh, wow, God really did this really cool thing in my life. It's really awesome. And then we are not walking in that, then we are really not believing that he did that. We might feel a little better at the moment, but we aren't really believing it. It may be our finances. It may be relationships. It may be something for ourself personally. I don't know, examine, whatever. But the Lord says if something doesn't come out of that, there's no faith in it. That means it wasn't of me. Or it means that you've not stewarded what I began. Let's put it that way. That's a better way of saying it. God says, will you steward what I've released? You know? Whoa. Faith without works is dead. All right, let me ask you something. This is kind of an obvious one, but we all watched the little video clip up here, you know, about the Lord's indescribable. It's like, wow, look at that. Oh, my gosh, he did everything. Oh, I just love videos like that. It's like, they're really cool because I'm reminded again of how big my God is and how small my problems really are and how easy it is for God to work in my life, to help me, to minister to me. And any time I really don't see that or feel that, something is wrong in that realm. And he's saying, let me help you out. Because I want you to be able to flow and go, oh my gosh, I was just in a train wreck, but... Or my life has been a train wreck, but you are good, you are wonderful, you are magnificent, you are majestic, your spirit lives in me. I'm ready to do whatever it takes to steward that goodness. Let's be stewards of God's goodness, no matter what. We are living in a very privileged hour, folks. We are so privileged. Jesus is coming back soon. He created us for such a time as this. And he's saying, who wants to join the 120 club? Hello, join me. Think about that one. Moving on. There's lots to do for the kingdom. And you know, when you're filled with Jesus as your first love, it's not a chore. It is such a joy and honor. It's not, oh, I've got something else I have to do. Maybe if it fits in my little schedule with my little family, with my little world, and God's saying, what about me? What about me first? If I'm your first love, you don't even think that way. Let me say that again. If Jesus is your first love, you don't think that way. We may have to step back and go, whoa, whoa, whoa. If Jesus is first love, our thinking changes. That is a true statement. And every one of us needs to take that me first to the bank and say, so what does that mean, Lord? Are you really my first love? Are you really my first love? Are you really my first love? You created me to be your first love. That's how we change. That's how we move. We realize, he's not my first love. And then we become honest before the Lord. And then the Lord says, well, yeah, that's probably true. So what do you say I become your first love? How about that one? Because you're the object of my affection. Singing about it is not enough. Just not enough. Why? Because when we sing, if we're walking and singing in faith, then there's an action after that. It shows. It shows to everyone we're around, because wherever Jesus went, it showed. He could speak to the water. He could speak to the wind. He could speak to the rain. He could speak to the elements. But something always happened whenever he spoke. That's faith. That's real faith. And a lot of people's faith have been crashed because they didn't understand that. And they stepped in going, okay, if I just say it right, say it right, say it right, say it right. But their heart was far from their saying. That doesn't mean that saying is wrong. Saying is right. God spoke, God spoke, God spoke. God spoke, God spoke, God spoke. Read Genesis 1, 10 times, over and over. God spoke, God spoke, God spoke. And it happened, it happened, it happened. And then in Genesis 2 and even beyond, the Lord describes again how. Well, you know, Adam needed this friend, this woman, and you know, it's like, here's what he did, and here's how he formed the beasts out of the dust of the ground. Read it. It's so fun. It's so enlivening, exhilarating, because it reminds us of God's intentionality. And he's saying, my intentionality does not change. Does not change. I am speaking life into you right now. Life, life, life. It's like the Lord sees us and he's going, but the Spirit is already in us. He says, you have me in you. It's time. No more, no more, no more excuses. I don't like the way she preaches. Oh, well, I don't care. But if you like the Word, grab onto the Word. Okay? The Word of God is true and never changes. Link with people who believe that, but they're manifesting that in their life. Connect with that, and you're not going to have as many arrows in your back or in your front. You know, somebody that sounds really, well, yeah, I've got it together right here, and they're yelling and screaming and arguing and fighting. There's a problem. God's saying, it's time for the problem to go so the purity of my wonderfulness can really flow. And is it possible? Is it possible to walk in joy all the time? Why? The answer is yes, but why? Because Jesus is joy and he's our first love. He lives in us. And so no matter what, Even in the middle of a train wreck, we can be in joy. If we don't understand spiritual joy, that will seem really dumb. But spiritual joy is not like, oh, I got a birthday present. It was really fun. I love it. Oh, my gosh, I love to go to the parties, and I love to go to the movies. Oh, my gosh, I was with my friends. That's not what I'm talking about. I'm talking about this lasting rock, that the joy of my salvation is so strong and so deep that even as the tears fall, I am praising you, saying I love you, and I will not allow anything to defile me. Nothing will come into me that will defile me. Period. That's unspeakable, unquenchable, standing firm, joy in the Lord. And then we are strong. And then heaven really is shouting, going, whoopee, and hell really starts to fear us. But until then, heaven's going, you need to connect, come on. And hell's going, bam, 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 with another arrow or two or 20. That is the truth. And the Lord says, I want you to live above that arrow line, above that snake line. That's where we need to live. And that's the place where the enemy says, I can't touch her. That's a scary, sobering word, but it's not really scary. You know, it's a good scary word. It's not a bad scary word. We have to watch our words. You really know that? When we say, I am scared to death, oh, come on. I'm scared to death. Really? Not a good thing. Or I'm laughing. I just laugh. Oh, my gosh, I'm just laughing to death about all of this. What if the Lord said that about us? Oh, I love her, but I'm just laughing to death that she's here. We'd probably go, oh, wow, hot, boom, and we're gone. Because the word of the Lord is true. He says, watch your mouth. Watch your words. Watch what you say. Watch what you speak. And I have been made fun of by many. Oh, come on, are you one of those weirdos? I mean, can't you just lighten up? I mean, you have to watch every word. I mean, I really didn't mean it. The enemy doesn't care if we mean it or not, because God works through the word. And he says, word in, word out. He says, inside of us, whatever is inside through maybe our eye gate, our ear gate, whatever is on the inside, comes together and forms our heart. And the Lord says, you can make excuses all day long for the rest of your life and say, I just wanted to say, I really didn't mean it, just had to get it out. The Lord says, change the way you think. Change the way you think. Your words do matter. My words mattered. What I said spoke out and created the universe, so they matter. They do matter. And I really believe that the people in these last days who are really going to do great exploits for the Lord, who are wild, crazy, let's go take nations type of people, are not going to carry inside, which comes out, judgment. Now, we've had words, we've had messages, sermons, whatever, all about what that means, unsubmitted opinions. You can just, you know, speak it back. But the Lord says, I am so serious in this hour, because that tells me, God says, what's really in your heart. If we're evaluating because it's just our opinion, and God is saying, you don't understand. I don't think that way. I don't believe the Lord is thinking the way many of us, myself included at times, I'm sure, think. And the Lord says, will you change the way you think? You've had messages on it, but will you change? Well, we won't change if we don't understand that the way that we think is damaging. Damaging us, damaging the kingdom, and hindering God's very best. We won't change. Why should we? If we don't believe God's word, where he says that's true, we will not change. And we will not be rising. We will go, can't get any higher. God's fire is increasing, the glory is increasing. It's like, well, I really like it, but I'm not soaring. Many times that's the reason. So it's like, good word. All right, I'm going to speak about some typical, I don't want to even say typical, but maybe for some we've heard these before. I know James is not a new verse for many, but let's turn also to Romans 10, 9 and 10. Just to prove God. He doesn't have to be, but he loves it when we hold him to his word, doesn't he? Romans 10. Very familiar. Oh, this is fun. Don't you love the Lord? And he says that if you confess with your mouth, now some people right there who don't believe that God's word is true, you need to take him at his word. They don't believe this. They say, well, you know, I mean, you can think it and then have this relationship with God where you're just thinking and then cool and, you know, you and God are one and you're connected. Sorry, God's word says differently. He says that if you confess with your mouth Jesus is Lord and believe in your heart that God raised him from the dead, you will be saved. For with the heart, a person believes. Now catch that. With the heart, a person believes. With the heart, a person believes, resulting in righteousness. And with the mouth, he confesses, resulting in salvation. There's two examples here in those two verses of the mouth. The Lord is saying, I consider your mouth very holy. I, from kingdom God, from heaven, say, your mouth is holy. It reflects your heart. So what comes out of the heart, out of the abundance of the heart, the mouth speaks. We've heard this. We know it. This is Salvation 101, right? But the Lord wants us to know that it is very important. Why is it so important? Because it ties in with the scripture in James. And it says, faith without works is dead. Where does works fit into this? That we're moving, that we're using our expression, our mouth, whether it's singing, whether it's declaring, our mouth, I don't know how it's all working in the brain deal, you know how that works, but somehow everything's filtering in with the thoughts and the ideas, and then filters down into a place where we can go, blah! And our words either define us in a good way, or they pull us down. And you are very familiar, maybe, if not, write down Proverbs 18:21 that says, death and life, say it with me, death and life are in the power of the tongue. Do you think God meant that? Do you think he was serious? Do you think that we can confess all the right things, you know, all the things that you can memorize the whole Bible and confess the whole thing out, but if you don't believe in your heart, if you've not connected in your heart, your mouth will not speak. But our mouth is a rudder, and our mouth can steer various things into motion. If our creative God created everything by speaking it into existence, in the first chapter, he's trying to tell us something. He's saying, I'm serious about this. I am really serious about this. Now, why am I bringing this up now? Because we are entering into a new realm. And what is the realm? The glory realm. Is that new? Not to God. But he's saying, I am going to quicken you. You, all of us together, to hear what I am saying. And you're going to declare it. There are apostles and prophets and evangelists and teachers and pastors in this room. I believe it. Because I am. You are. And the Lord says, you better be able to hear my word. You can study this word, but that doesn't mean you hear. You can study the word and not hear. You can study and confess till you're blue in the face, and it's not working for you. Why? Because the Lord is looking at the heart, but he's also connecting us in that verbal way. He's saying it's very important. You will be short-sighted if you minimize prophecy, if you minimize the prophetic. You are cutting off a very tool, wonderful tool and avenue God has released from heaven to earth. If we do that, we are foolish, and we will not be on the cutting edge. We may have lots of people, but not the cutting edge. The Lord says, who wants to hear me? And who wants increased clarity? Who wants to be able to see? Where are my prophetic seers? Where are my declarers? Where are my psalmists? Where are the ones who will speak and sing over my people? Where are the ones who I can trust the very release from heaven right now to be able to be put into motion? Some of us have dreams and visions right now that are affecting the United States of America and other places in the world. And we're going, God, little old me. He says, I see your heart. I see your heart. I see your heart. You do confess. You do believe. You are walking in that. I want to do more. So whenever the glory rises, which is why we're talking about this, what else likes to rise with it? I do not want someone coming up to this microphone and declaring, thus saith the Lord, and there's no Lord in it. I do not want, Pastor Bill and I do not want any counterfeit affection or spirit in this place. If Jesus is our first love, then we will see that and understand it and say, no. Now, we'll make mistakes when we're trying, when our hearts are poised with God. It's like, I thought it was right. I mean, I thought I saw a bird. Maybe it was a, you know, a pigeon. I don't know. You know, we're not talking about that. We're all trying. You know, we are. Let's prophesy. Let's get into it. Let's understand. And with FTC coming up, and there's a meeting 7 o'clock this Thursday. Be there. Tom Carr is our new FTC coordinator. Thank you, Tom, wherever you are.
There he is.
And he's going to explain so many wonderful things. We've been restructuring, revamping, and re. So come, you will love it. But in this new season where things are exploding in a greater way, in a greater measure, the Lord says, I want purity and cleanliness and holiness in you. No judgment, no criticism. So when you get your word, it's not filtering through any of that baloney. It's really clear and it's accurate, even if it's a little word. Somebody stood up here and said, I don't know, you know, God loves you. And you may think, well, that's a little word. Well, that's right in Scripture, straight from the Word of God, straight from the heart of God. You've just heard God for that moment. You've just given it. I'll take that over somebody else who stands up here for 5 minutes and tries to make something up because they're thinking it's God. Because there's no spirit of life attached to it. So no counterfeits. We declare that over this place, and we're not afraid of it. Because that which you focus on empowers you. So are we focusing on that, looking for counterfeits? There's one! No. We don't need to. We don't need to do that. But on the same token, as the Lord quickens our spirit and says, hey, kids, you know, There's a deceiver, or there's a, you know, an intruder that wants to come and blast somebody and take them with idle chatter or gossip and say, did you know? Just as much a word of death than somebody holding a microphone. Think about it. Did you know? You know, I'm just trying to be prayerful about this. But, blah, 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 blah. And it's like the Lord says, we're going to clean up our mouths. We're going to clean it up in this season. And we need to start at home with one another and not make excuses and say, oh, I just wanted to say. Okay, now I feel better. Okay, God. Well, fine. But if you don't take back those words, that's really not very smart. Because those words have been released in the heavenly, and there are negative portals, and they're swirling around to do the damage that they were sent to do, because the words are powerful that we speak. So therefore, we do have to watch our mouth. We do have to watch what we say. We have to watch, okay? Think about this. If we're going in even to a grocery store, you mean I have to watch what I say there? Well, it's more of a light. The Lord is saying, I'm watching you because my eyes are always on you. But there's also a foe against you that is wanting to set you up, that wants to take advantage of your wonderful love for Jesus, but immaturity in realizing how ineffective your stand for Jesus can be if your words are full of death. It's the truth. You know, it's like, oh, I just feel this way. I just feel this. I just really have to talk it. I just really have to. Okay, I'm all about feelings and talking. You guys know that. I spend lots of time talking. But sometimes some of our self-talk has allowed the very trap that we wanted to avoid capture us. Some of our self-talk has actually brought to pass that which we did not want. Oh, my marriage is this and that, blah, 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 blah. And sometimes, you know, I don't know if you've ever heard the phrase or the term self-fulfilling prophecy. Did you ever hear that before? Self-fulfilling. It's like, watch what you say, because what you say is a reflection many times of your heart. My husband's really good at that. He goes, what did you say? I said, well, that's not what I meant. He goes, but what did you say? And it's like, oh, all right. You're right. You're right. Again, you know, so it's good. It is very good to help each other see that without being the word police. Hello. But at the same time, if we're growing together in our household together, we can help each other out. Yes, but I can't be real. I can't be myself. That's just not fair. Okay, can I say something to you? If that's in your mind, it just doesn't say that here. No, and I'm not trying to be funny about it. It just doesn't say that in the word. So there is a way to be fair and be yourself. And the Lord is saying, I want to teach you what that is so that you don't hurt yourself and hurt others. So it's not trying to be mean. I've been to a lot of churches where it's like, oh, yeah, I mean, it sounds really good. But as far as being on, you know, really moving in the glory, it's like, eh. So there is power here. There is truth here. And if you've heard this before, hear it with new ears, because I believe the Lord has a new message for us. He's taking us into another place. So, God, you are so good. You are telling us that when we are speaking, there is activity. There is activity. When you spoke things into existence, there was activity as a result, right? You could see it with your eyes. We could see it. So there was some action. Something was going on. There was some effect. Something. That's why our mouths are so important. So if we hold our mouth back, here's another one. I don't talk. I don't want to talk. I'm not going to let you know what I'm thinking. I'm not going to even come out of it. Nope. Okay, that's just as controlling as the other way. Why? Because the Lord is saying, I gave you the tools to declare and decree a thing, and it shall be established because you trust me, it says in Job 22. Declare and decree. Decree a thing, it shall be established. What? You know, we're all about decrees. You know, we passed out Patricia King's decree booklets years ago and all of that. We know that, but as far as living it personally, and not just having the four decrees that I'm going to say when I get up in the morning because I'm having my quiet time, what is that? It's nice, but the Lord is saying, live as a decreer. Live as a declarer. Know the word of God and speak it. Say it. When we say, Jesus, you just love me. Oh my gosh, you just love me. You just love me. You just love me. I am not faulting that. But you know what? It's like a baby saying, oh, Dad, Mommy, you just love me. 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 And it's true, and it's wonderful, but the Lord has more. And he's saying it's time to grow up. It's time to really know my word and speak my word out. Be intentional about my word because I gave it to you for a purpose. And it wasn't just to sit by the fire, have some hot chocolate, and have devotion time. It is to be used as a sword, as a tool, as a way to push back any darkness and bring the glory of God down. God says, I have designed my word that way. So if you want to learn my kingdom ways, step into that and be one of the lead dogs. If all of us were lead dogs in this church, I just think this church would explode. I really do. And it's coming. It's prophesied. But I would like it sooner than later. How about you? Anybody want to agree? Okay, so we need some maturity, don't we? So we have to have some decisions made that, Lord, I am stepping into a new level of maturity. If you say, you know, I can't go near that person because... You have just ushered death to that situation. Instead of, Lord, I know this is you. This is not easy, but nevertheless, boom. And I will step and I will do. And the Lord will break it down and he'll back us up every time. He really does. He says, put something to your feet. You know, if you just go to your job, if we just go to work or school or something like that, and we just kind of blab around and we go to class and we sit down, right, Tom? You got people who sit in your class. If they're not doing the thing, if they're not going to back up what they say they're getting, like, this is a wonderful class. I just love all the stuff that you're telling me. It's just so amazing. Oh my gosh. And you say, great, put it down on paper. Oh, I can't do that. Nope. That's just not going to work for you, I don't think, is it? So you're going to have people who are going to just track with you saying, hey, I want to do what my heart is saying. If my heart is saying, do everything unto the Lord, everything you do as unto the Lord, wherever you work, in school, at home, whatever you're doing, whatever I do as unto the Lord will then reflect our heart. Then our mouth will start to change. It won't just be, I can't say that four-letter word anymore. You could say holy. That's good. Holy, holy. Oh my gosh, I dropped a plate. Holy, holy, holy. Help. Help is another one. Help and holy. That's a good one. Yeah. But change the way we think. Think about it. Intentional about that. Lord, I don't want to. I don't want to be a cuss machine anymore. I don't want to do that. You know, I've got a new way. Oh, and a new vocabulary. I've got, I don't know how many words are in there. That would be a good study. But we got a lot of words we can use, and they're filled with life. And the Lord says, use me. Use them. Let it fly. And that's a good thing. If our hearts are matching up, going, Jesus, I want you to be my first love. Oh my gosh, this came out of my mouth. I must be a real wretch on the inside. Oh my gosh. No, that is just not, that's stupid. You know why? I'm going to tell you why. Because we have an advocate. And our advocate, King Jesus, is our intercessor, our high priest. And he's saying, excuse me, my blood cries out for that. You are not a sludge. You are not a loser. You are not that way. And if you step in and go, yes, I am, yes, I am, you have just agreed with the accuser of the brethren, and it comes on you. Not smart. The Lord says, believe what I have said, know what I have said, and that will change. Because the accuser of the brethren, he is nasty, and he is wicked, and he wants to hurt. So if something is like really cool, don't say wicked. Oh, wicked. It's just that wicked. What? What? Change that. I don't know if that applies to anyone in here, but, you know, think about that. Okay. All right, let's look up Psalm. Where are we? James 3, 2 through 12. James 3, 2 through 12. And I'm going to read that in the message. Whoops, hang on a second. James 3, 2 through 12. Now, this is really cool. James 3, 2. Now, you all have different versions, so have fun. If you could find someone whose speech was perfectly true, you'd have a perfect person in perfect control of life. Now that's what I have in the message, all right? Then I'm going to read it in the NASB. Okay, are we ready? For we all stumble in many ways. If anyone does not stumble in what he says, he is a perfect man, able to bridle the whole body as well. Now, I really like that verse because when he talks about perfect, he's talking about being pamperless, okay, or loves or whatever, huggies or whatever. He's saying perfect, he's talking about means mature. He's saying growing up, growing up. So if we take a look at this again, it says, if anyone does not stumble in what he says, that involves the mouth, bless you, he is a mature man, able to bridle the whole body as well, which means that bridle means that we can actually say, all right, I can control what's going on. This is the place in Scripture where control is really good. God says this is self-control. Self-control is wonderful. And one way for that self-control to rise, that self-control to be able to be wielded, it's like, I can't do it. I just can't. I try, but I can't. I can't quit this, and I can't quit that, and I can't. Well, you won't with that speaking. It's true. I can't means I won't. I can't, I won't. I can't, it's not, but I just can't do it. I can't do it. And that's a good place to be because the Lord says, well, then something needs to change on the inside because I have designed you that you can. I have designed you. It's on me. But first, clean up your mouth and your heart. Get your heart and your mouth in perfect connection here, or I should say more mature connection, and you'll see some changes. So this is a good verse. You can memorize this one. A person who is not stumbling in what he says is a mature or perfect man or woman able to control or bridle the whole body as well. The whole body? That means the whole me? Oh my goodness. Then I can speak to myself, and I can say these things. I can actually issue self-control because it is a fruit of my heart. My heart is filled with the Spirit of God. My heart is in love with Jesus. So therefore, control, self-control is able to rise. This is good control. Mark it down. How many of us go, I have a control issue, I have a control issue. This is good control right here. This is awesome. And the Lord says, I will back you up. I will back you up. So when we bridle and take control over that which can defile and hurt us and many, That's the first step with our heart being in right alignment. Jesus, you are my first love. Whether I feel like it or not, you are my first love. I'm deciding today that you are my first love, and any other affection is out of the pool. Now, whatever it takes to get there, Lord, I'm not stopping that process, because that's what you say is my portion. Therefore, that's where I'm going, that's who I am, and nothing is stopping me. And do you know that that should resonate with every heart in here, because we are designed by God and created by God to live that way. So therefore, the real you inside is going, yes, the real you. The you that's been beat up, damaged, or kind of in the mucky pen is going, I don't know about that one. But the real you is going, yeah, yeah. Why? Because the real you is reflected in this word. That's a good word. So if we can bridle the whole body, then I can actually say, I'm speaking to this headache and it will go, because I believe it. And it's not just something I picked up in healing, or because I was on a mission trip, or because. I believe it. I really believe it. This is how we start to grow up in the Spirit. And we grow up and really believe that our words are powerful, and that they release something from heaven. If God made me in his image, he said so, I'm believing it, and that's all there is to it. Period. So if something went awry in your world, in your life, there's another reason. And we need to find out what that reason is. Because God is giving us a reason. He's showing us how to stand, how to receive, how to do these things. And he's saying, if other things are not lining up with this, there are reasons. What are they? Don't be afraid of finding out. Jump in and go, what are they, Lord? Show me what you will show me. And usually, many times, not always, but many times, it's about our maturity. I'm going to teach you how to steward these last days. That's what he's telling us. Who wants to go with me? I believe he's asking for people who want to follow Jesus no matter what. People are being raised up in this state, in this nation, to follow the Lamb wherever he will go, and not just sing about it on Sunday, but whatever he says, we'll do. That's it. Draw on the line, no matter what. So that's the real process that we're in. Anything other than that is our own process. It's our own opinion. Because we serve a God of the impossible. Well, this is what this group said. This is what has to happen. Who said so? God is bigger than anything. Any college, any university, any businessman, any nation, any presidency. He is bigger than anything. He is our creative God. Do you believe that? So if you sense that God's moving you a certain way, you're going, I don't know. You know, they said no. Well, that's a real good place to say, so God, what do you say about it? Well, we already prayed. Pray again. If there's something better, go for it. Because God says, if it's better, it's probably me. Because it's the enemy doesn't like to bring better. He likes to bring sludge. The Lord takes us from glory to glory. Is it for me? Is it for now? Lord, you're speaking. Is it for me? And is it for now? And if it's for me, and if it's for now, nothing's going to stop it. Oh, I might be shaking, but nothing's going to stop it, because you are the God of the impossible. And it comes out of our mouth, because it's in our heart. Isn't this fun? Just to be reminded, maybe. Maybe more than that, I hope. All right. James, let's just kind of go down here so we don't skim it. I don't want to say read it later, because most of us probably won't. So let me go ahead. And I'm going to take that back, because I've asked you to. And so I'm going to take that word back right now. Because the Lord just convicted me and said, don't speak that over them, because they won't. So thank you for reading this word after we leave. Amen. Oh, God, you're so funny. Thank you, Jesus. You are so good. Thank you, Lord. Okay, verse 3, let's look at it. Now, if we put the bits into the horse's mouth so they will obey us, we direct their entire body as well. Verse 4, look at the ships. So first we're seeing horses and bits in their mouth. Now look at the ships. Though they are so small and are driven by strong winds, they're directed by a very small rudder wherever the inclination of the pilot desires. Okay, who's steering your ship? Good question, huh? Who's steering it? So also the tongue is a small part of the body, and yet it boasts of great things. See how great a forest is set aflame by such a small fire. And the tongue is a fire, the very word of iniquity. Verse 6, the tongue is set among our members as that which defiles the entire body. What? Come on, God. See, he's serious. It wouldn't be in here if he didn't mean it. And he sets on fire the course of our life, and it's set on fire by hell. Oh, verse 7, for every species of beasts and birds, of reptiles and creatures of the sea is tamed and has been tamed by the human race. But no one, verse 8, can tame the tongue. It is a restless evil and full of deadly poison. Now, come on, God made the tongue. Is he saying, I made something evil and stuck it in your mouth? No, they're talking about the usage here, okay? God gave, I like my tongue. I brush my tongue. I like it. It's a good tongue. You should brush yours too. Keep it clean. Physically and emotionally. Verse 9, with it we bless our Lord and Father, and with it we curse men who have been made in the likeness of God. Oh, I didn't curse someone just because I said, that was dumb. That was stupid. Why did he do that? Yes, sir. And it's floating around out there. He's dumb. He's dumb. He's stupid. He's dumb. You know, sometimes you're wondering, like, why do I have all these arrows in my back? Maybe my tongue is good, but maybe somebody else has spoken something over me. Has that ever happened? I know it's happened to me. The Lord has shown me. It's like, this doesn't feel very good. And he goes, yeah, why don't you undo that? These other people who spoke that, they need to for their sake. But you go ahead and undo it. You go ahead. It's all right. Cancel those words and reverse those words. They will not have any ill effect over your life. How many of you husbands do that with your wives? Your wife comes and moans and complains or whatever, if that would ever happen. Do you cancel those words? What do you do with them? Just go, oh my gosh, I can't believe I'm hearing it again. That does no good. Do something effective. Make your words count. Well, it's because of her mother. It's because of her father. It's because of her grandmother. Because. Doesn't matter. Change it. And then help your spouse or your friend or your buddy. Everybody has a friend in here. Hopefully your spouse is your best friend. If you're married, mine is. But hopefully you can help one another out. Help one another. Did you catch it, honey? He's awesome. You are so blessed to have him, by the way. Yeah. Let me tell you what. Good man. Oh. That was, what a smart wife I am. I didn't even think about that. Ooh, yeah, nice. Okay, moving on here. So, verse 11, does a fountain send out the same opening, both fresh and bitter water? Can a fig tree, my brethren, produce olives? Or a vine produce figs? Nor can salt water produce fresh. Think about that. If we're a fig tree, we should be producing figs. If we're born again, lit on fire, filled with the Spirit and the power and the glory of God, that should be reflected in any way that we speak, whatever we speak, and it will have action that backs it up, always. Something will happen, something positive or negative. Many times, probably unknowingly, we speak over our children and say, and sometimes when they're right there, probably, you know, oh, Susie Q thought she was a witch and put this costume on and jumped off the couch. And boy, I didn't like that at all, but you know, that's the way she is. Oh! Don't speak that over your kid. Well, it's true. It happened. Change it. Watch what you say when your child is around, because those words are spiritual, even if the child is 1 month or they're 25. They're spiritual words. Don't speak them. And if you're coming up to somebody else's child, don't speak about something negative from the past. Don't say, oh, remember da-da-da-da-da. Don't do that. Positive. These are important things. And if we've done that, don't go, remember? Our advocate is saying, remember, my blood speaks. So just repent, turn it around. Close those doors. Cancel the ill effects. If you need to repent to somebody, then go ahead and do it. You know, but do something. Remember, faith has action with it. Do something. Like, oh, you're right. I shouldn't have. Oh, then do something. Agree with God and then do something. Faith has action. If it's real faith. produces action. Oh, that's so wonderful. I just love the Word of God. So fun. And just to finish up a few things, look at Psalm 12:4, would you please? Oh, I just think the homes in this represented in Frontline are going to change dramatically today. Psalm 12:4. And if somebody says something that doesn't match up with the Word of God, you don't have to be the police again, but you don't have to respond, you know, with, ooh, shut up. Not a good thing. Just be quiet. Shh. And pray. Be kind and gentle. And let our words reflect that. Psalm 12:4. Are we feeling the loving power and convicting love of Holy Spirit?
Permanently.
I hope so. Psalm 12:4 reads, "Who have said, with our tongue we will prevail? Our lips are our own. Who is Lord over us?" Our lips are our own. Okay, if we say, I can say whatever I want, and I'm going to be real, because that's the only way I can communicate, and if I can't say what I feel, then I don't want God, because that's just not fair. There is something in you that needs to be squeezed out, because that is resistance from the pit of hell. Because the Lord is saying, that's not what I say. I'm saying that the guard over your mouth and your lips is determined also by my lordship in your life. Let's look at that verse again. Who have said, with our tongue we will prevail? Our lips are our very own. Who is Lord over us? Who is Lord over us? If Jesus is our first love, he is Lord over us. He is Lord over all. He is completely Lord. Over my mouth. Many times over my sewage mouth. If that would apply to anyone. So we're going to change the way that we speak and think. Sometimes even, I found a verse this morning. I just wrote down before I came in 1 Timothy 5:13. I thought this was fun. So I just wanted to read this one to you because it's something about idle chatter. So flip it open, would you, to 1 Timothy 5:13? Okay, 1 Timothy 5:13 reads, "At the same time, they also learn to be idle as they go around from house to house, and not merely idle, but also gossips and busybodies, talking about things not proper to mention." That's strong. Not proper to mention. What God sees as a busybody or a gossip is all that really matters, what he says, not what we feel or think or our opinion. It's what he says. We need to check with him. Lord, was that proper to speak? We don't have to be fearful, like, I better not open my mouth. It might be trash mouth. No, we just fall in love with Jesus. He cleans us up, and he makes us aware of what is appropriate to speak and not to speak. Okay? If we take this as the law, then we are falling into the law, and then we will be little robots. If we take this as a word from the kingdom, which is from Graceland, then we will follow, because he who loves me obeys me. We want to. Obedience is fun when we fall in love with Jesus. Thank you, Lord. You're so fine. You are so good. Now, I want everybody to turn to Proverbs. Now, this is a quick sweep because you're in one book, so it's going to be really easy. So track with me here. But these are just to drive it home because I just so love the Word of God, especially in the area of Proverbs, speaking about these things to us so that we don't miss it. Okay? So Proverbs, we already read Proverbs 18:21, or spoke it. Death and life are in the power of the tongue. Now, Proverbs 13:2-3. Let's read that one real quickly. Everybody in Proverbs? Okay, from the fruit of a man's mouth, he enjoys good. But the desires of the treacherous is violence. And the one who guards his mouth preserves his life. The one who opens wide his lips comes to ruin. So mark that somewhere. That's a good one. Proverbs 6:2. If you have been snared with the words of your mouth, have been caught with the words of your mouth, do this then, my son, and deliver yourself. Okay. I guess God's saying, clean it up. Think of a mess. Think of one of your kids maybe dropping something off of the table, you know, or taking everything from the table, you know, and just trashing it, bam, on the floor. And you look at that and go, I think I'll just leave it there. That's going to stink after a while. So the Lord says, let's deliver ourselves and let's clean up our messes. So if we have a mess, let's just clean it up. Again in Proverbs 12:14. 12:14 reads, a man will be satisfied with good by the fruit of his words, and the deeds of a man's hands will return to him. The way of a fool is right in his own eyes, but a wise man is he who listens to counsel. I think we're getting counsel today, receiving the spirit of counsel. Okay, 15:4, please. Isn't it fun to be in the same book? Just flip around like I really know where I am. Okay, verse 4. A soothing tongue is a tree of life, but perversion in it crushes the spirit. That's good. Just go ahead and read verse 5. I just like it. It's just highlighted here. A fool rejects his father's discipline, but he who regards reproof is sensible. Just chew on that one. It was just right there. He had to say it. Okay, Proverbs 15:23. A man has joy in an apt answer, and how delightful is a timely word. So if we respond from the Spirit, we will have joy. And how delightful is a timely word. Proverbs 17:27-28. Proverbs 17:27-28. He who restrains his words has knowledge, and he who has a cool spirit is a man of understanding. Even a fool, when he keeps silent, is considered wise. When he closes his lips, he is considered prudent. And finally, Proverbs 16:24. Pleasant words are a honeycomb, sweet to the soul and healing to the bones. Pleasant words are as a honeycomb, sweet to the soul and healing to the bones. And then the next verse, you just have to grab it. There is a way which seems right to a man, but its end is the way of death. You know, there's a lot of extremes in this message today. But I think God has these in here for a purpose, and it's to produce and bring and release joy. Peace, joy, and righteousness in the house so that the greater glory can come. And I really believe that there may be occasions possibly in our life, and Carl, we're gonna play that little portion, okay, in our life where we may have spoken some things out. Maybe it was last month, maybe it was 3 months ago, and you know, maybe you repented and said, oh, Lord, I'm sorry, I'm not moving in that direction anymore. Just include your words in that. You know, think back to if you poured smoke on anybody else or anything like that, especially when the Lord's trying to bring us into a place of being able to fully, totally forgive every situation and person in our life. He's moving us. That's the safest place to release the fullness of his glory in us and in our house here. That's what he says. So if we want to move in that direction, we can start with our words like, oh, Lord, you know, I'm sorry I called that person up. And I thought this and I thought that. And I thought, Lord, I want to fall in love with you. I want to know how much you love me as Father. And I'm really going to posture myself so that can happen. Yeah, that's good. We were down on Friday night, Pastor Bill and I, to Ohio OHRPN, Reformation Prayer Network, which is a network, not the only network that we partner with, that is part of the United States Reformation Prayer Network. And so this is for Ohio. And when we have our weeks of 24/7 prayer, and our third one is coming up in October, and also we have our week of worship each night, 7 to 9 each night, is the last week in March. That's part of a a word that's been spoken over RHRPN for the state of Ohio. And so we felt that that was something we wanted to connect with. So we want to have you listen to a short clip of one of the prophecies that was spoken when we were down there for the state of Ohio. So I think it will encourage you, especially since we have been speaking about words and the power of our words. So these words, it's just one of the several prophecies that were given, but these words are strong, and I just invite you to connect with them and go, yes, Lord, that's what you have for me, that's what you have for this house, that's what you have for Ohio. I'm saying yes and amen and agreeing, and we're going to add our voice of agreement.
Thank
so
God.
As pastors, we did this down in near Cincinnati this weekend, and we just wanted you to see some of it. Here's some of it. And we're going to offer more of this, hopefully in a video form or DVD form, Friday night, because we do have our Friday night 10 to 6, 10 p.m. to 6 a.m. all-night prayer vigil. So we're starting fasting for those who would like to engage with us for our corporate fast, which will be Wednesday, Thursday, and Friday of this week, and then ending on Saturday morning, and then Friday night, we will have our time here. And it's going to be so powerful because the Lord has spoken that already. There's just going to be amazing things that are going to happen. So just really invite you, before anybody might consider, no, I don't do that, nor I can't do that, I don't want to do that, that we would consider today's message before we make those decrees and declarations and put them out in motion, because surely they will come to pass because our words are powerful and hold weight. So this is one that speaks about Ohio, and let's just go ahead. This is Dr. Tim Sheets,
who's a word stirring all of last week. And I believe the Lord is giving us insight and direction, and tonight it's going to come forth in this place. The key is to hear what the Spirit is saying. He's talking, we need to listen. And we need to take seriously what he's saying and begin to implement it.
Just put it up a little.
The Lord says, I have lions hidden in my remnant, not wolves. And they will now arise to patrol and remove the defeated ones' wolf packs that have come to scatter my flocks. My lions will be fierce. They will be bold, aggressive, and unintimidated. A new roar will be heard from my tribe, announcing territorial dominion. A roar claiming geographical and spiritual jurisdiction shall sound from my remnant. A roar of rule against hell's powers shall be sounded. A roar of authority in my name shall come against hell's intruders. My called out ones will now become step forth ones and will begin to move in my power. They will manifest their rights and their privileges as sons and daughters, ruling, reigning with me as intended. And they shall now display disdain of enemy princes, mites, and rulers of darkness, no longer compromising in shared rule, cohabitation, shared occupancy. No, loathsome, passive appeasement shall now be replaced with backbones of steel, lips set on fire by holy ingots, and a shout of the king from their voice. Determined face shall now be seen in my faithful ones as they begin to march and remove spiritites from the land. No shared rule, my rule. My rule shall prevail for my warriors. Power to prevail is being poured upon you. Power to overcome hell strategies. Power to move like more than a conqueror over demon tactics is now being released. Those who stand with me, says the Lord, shall see hell's fire misfire. So arise and rule and roar with my authority. I will fill your enemy's mouth with sand and their hearts with quicksand. They will now find themselves stuck in their own mire. So roar with freedom. Roar with liberty. Roar and let the rejoicing roar of Zion come forth. March into battle with confident peace. Great revival fire shall now begin to burn through Ohio as my third great awakening begins to roll. Indeed, the region will become activated with my glory. My shaking has come. Walls, strongholds, obstacles, and hell's fortifications are being shaken down even as you are being shaken free. My shaking will open ancient wells of revival. I will shake open the ancient wells of healings and miracles and mighty deliverance. I will shake open the capped wells of evangelism, holiness, and gifts of my spirit. New roads, new inroads, new mantles of wholeness, new vision, new harvest. Behold, I do new things. Shall you not know it? You shall know it. You shall see it. Now it shall spring forth. Because your cries have come before your God, and because you have pursued me in your worship, because you have pursued my presence, your worship has become sweet savor. And the Lord, the head of the church, Jesus, King of Kings, decrees over his remnant this night, you shall now begin reality church. No more acting. No more actors. No more pretending. Real church. Real disciples. Real Christians. Real worship. Real power. Real glory. Real miracles. Real healings. It is ordained. Reality church. The Lord says, I am removing the arrows shot into my ministers. Arrows of betrayal. Arrows from Jezebel. Arrows from Absalom. Arrows of deceit and gossip born in lying spirits. Arrows shot by those bound by religious demons. I, your God, am removing arrows. You will be free. You will be healed. You will be restored, and you will be on fire with my presence. For I have said, I will make my ministers a flame of fire. It is ordained. It is ordained. Your place of pain shall now be a place you reign. It is finished, says the Lord. Rise and rule with me. I am now coming to my remnant, to reality church, as Lord Sabaoth.
Hey!
Lord of the hosts, Lord of the angel armies. And because of your decision to align with my purpose, I now will align my hosts to assist. There is now beginning an amassing of angel armies with the church's army in a divine coalition. The coalition of my willing, says the Lord. Those who run to battle, not from it. My earth and my heaven army will challenge thrones of iniquity, thrones of idolatry, thrones of rebellion, thrones of witchcraft, humanism, and antichrist demons. Battalions are dispatched and await the decree of my words through my saints. My greatest campaign is due. Decree it. Align your words with mine, and angel forces will align with you.
Oh!
Align with the angel forces in Ohio, and it will accelerate an alignment in your nation. Yes, revival is now. The harvest is now. The victory is now. Arise and pursue. Arise and roar. Arise and fight. Arise and shine. Your light has come, and the glory of the Lord is risen upon you. Hallelujah!
His light is come! Oh, we roar with you, Lord! We come! Oh! We align ourselves with heaven! And we roar! Oh, we come into that place with you, God! We step into our inheritance! Right now, God! It's ours! It's ours! We won't resist God anymore! We won't resist it anymore! We are your warriors! We are your warriors! We step into it, God! We step into the front line! Knowing that you're backing us, God. Oh, oh, there's nothing, 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 nothing that can take your love, God. Nothing that can stand between you and me, Lord. Oh. Rise up, rise up, we rise up. Yeah, 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 yeah. Oh, 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 we are an army. We are the army of the Lord. We are the army of the Lord. And we're ready, we're ready, we're ready, we're ready. We lay down our excuses, God. And we blow our trumpets. We blow our mighty trumpets. We blow our mighty trumpets. You have made us ready, 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 ready. Trumpets, God. Oh, now is the time. 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 It's your choice. It's our choice, God. You have raised us up to be with you. You declare that over us, God. You've made us ready. You've made us ready. You did it all. You paid it all. We take the step into your presence, God. Oh, and we stand toe to toe with the enemy. And we tell them who we are. We tell them who we are. I am seated with Christ. I am seated with you, Father. I am seated with you, Father. I am filled. I am filled with the Holy Spirit. I am filled to overflowing. I am filled, I am filled, I am filled.
I am filled with Holy Spirit. I am filled. Your voice to the Lord and sing.
You are holy.
You are worthy. You are worthy. You are worthy. You are worthy. Come on. You are worthy. You are worthy. You are worthy. You are worthy. King of all. King of all. King of all. You are worthy. You are worthy. You are worthy. Oh, 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 King of all. King of all. You are worthy. You are worthy. King of all. You are worthy. You are worthy. You are worthy. Oh, you are worthy. King of all. You are worthy, Lord. King of all. You are worthy. You are worthy. Oh, you are King of all. King of all. You are worthy. 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 Oh, you are King of all. King of all. You are worthy, girl. You are worthy. You are worthy. Oh, you are. You are. You are King of my heart. You are worthy of my heart. You are worthy. King of my heart. King of my heart. You are worthy. King of glory. King of glory. You are holy. King of glory. King of glory. King of glory. You are holy. King of glory. King of glory. You are worthy. You are worthy. Oh, Lord. You are worthy. Oh, you are worthy. You are worthy. Oh, you are worthy. You are worthy. You are, you are, oh, you are worthy. You are worthy. You are worthy. You are worthy. Oh, you are worthy. You are high and lifted up. High and lifted up. High and lifted up. You are the one. You are the one. You are the one. Oh, you are worthy. Oh, you are worthy. Oh, you are worthy. Oh, you are worthy. King of glory. Oh, we lift you up. We lift you up. We lift you up. You are worthy. Oh, you are worthy. You are worthy. Oh, God of the breakthrough. God of the breakthrough. You are worthy. You are worthy. Oh, you are worthy. You are worthy. Oh, King of the breakthrough. God of the breakthrough over me. I receive my breakthrough, God. Breakthrough, God, you are worthy. You are worthy. I submit. I receive. I submit. I lay myself down. Oh, I do not receive fear. I do not receive fear yet. You are worthy, yeah, you are. I receive my breakthrough. You are worthy. 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 Come on. You are worthy. Come on. You are worthy. You are worthy. Oh, you are worthy. You are worthy. You are worthy. God of the breakthrough. Yay, yay, you are worthy. Oh, you are, you are, you are. God, you are. You are worthy. You are worthy. You are worthy. You are worthy. Oh, you are worthy. You are worthy. You are worthy. You are worthy. Oh, you are worthy. You are worthy. Oh, you are worthy. You are worthy. Oh, you are worthy. You are worthy. You are. You are worthy. God of the breakthrough. Oh, you are worthy. You are worthy. You are worthy. You are worthy. Oh, you are God. You are God. You are God. You are God. You are worthy. You are worthy. Oh, you are worthy. 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 Oh, you are worthy. You are. You are worthy. Oh, you are worthy. You are worthy.
I want you to repeat after me right now. Just repeat after what we're saying, and we're going to declare that our words will not come back null and void. So right now, say, Lord, you are worthy.
Lord, you are worthy.
You are worthy, Lord.
You are worthy, Lord.
And in you, I am complete.
And in you, I am complete.
I am free.
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 And I am an overcomer.
And
it is Christ who sets me free.
It is Christ who sets me free.
The old is old.
The old is old.
I break it off.
I break it off.
And I walk out of here.
I walk out of here.
A new free person.
A new free person.
I am new.
I am new.
I am free.
I am free.
I am reborn in Jesus Christ.
I am reborn in Jesus Christ.
Thank you, Jesus.
Thank you, Jesus.
Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Jesus. Freedom. Freedom. No more going back. There is no more going back. You walk out of here a free person today. There are no more shackles on your wrists. You are free. You are free. Thank you, Jesus, for your freedom. Thank you for setting us free. You are worthy.
The Lord was just this past week told me this really cool thing, and I think it's really going to be something that you can just use, is that every single day you are going to be offered something. You're going to be offered something from the enemy, and you're going to be offered something from God's hand. What will you receive? Take that with you. Every single day, every moment, you will be offered something from the enemy's hand and from the Lord's hand, from the goodness of his hand. And we have a choice of what we're going to receive. In Jesus' name, we receive from you, God. We only want from your hand, God. We only want to receive what's from you. Thank you, Lord.